Maybe I should add a fourth. Instant replay. The shot spot. It's great for the game and terrific for the fans because it satisfies our curiosity with conclusive evidence on those close calls. 1. Technology. Those high-tech poly strings and light rackets have transformed shots by allowing pros and lots of club players to hit so much harder and create gigantic spin and angles that let them throw grenades for ground strokes and bombs for serves. Rafael Nadal's ball spins up to 5,000 revolutions per minute, more than twice as fast as Pete Sampras or Andre Agassi in their prime. The ball is hit so hard with so much spin now that it's practically deformed as it rockets over the net toward an opponent. 2. Court surfaces. The surfaces of courts worldwide are more alike than ever before. Grass is slower, clay is faster, hard courts produce more bounce. All of this makes for much better points. More interesting for fans to watch and more fun for television analysts like me to talk about. 3. Finally, and for me the biggest change, the athleticism and resulting movement and muscularity of 21st century tour players are more epic than ever. Movement means great footwork coupled with quick speed, balance, dexterity, and flexibility both on offense and defense for as long as it takes to finish the job. It comes from advancements in conditioning and strength, among other things. Supreme fitness is a given today if you want to keep up, and a top-end fitness trainer is as prized on tour as a good coach. When you combine that with the new technology, you have today's super tennis played by super players. For example, Novak Djokovic, the Joker, can run down five corners back and forth, boom, 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 and then take control of the point, hit a winner, and finish up by doing the splits. He, Rafa, and others can do this for 4 hours. They have the amazing ability of the 20-second recovery. They make it look easy, and it absolutely amazes me. I'm seeing the kind of points played now that just weren't around 20 years ago. It's like watching a video game, or as I've called it on ESPN2, watching Wii Tennis. And it has produced players I call all-arounders, who can play great from anywhere on the court. The resulting tennis is unbelievable to watch and has led to a new golden age for the sport. Where will the game be 20 years from now? 200-mile-per-hour serves? It can happen. And even more amazing is that players will be returning those serves. The face of 21st-century tennis so far is Roger Federer. Fed seized number one worldwide in 2004 and held it until 2008, when Nadal grabbed it for a year, then Fed again, then Nadal again, and then the Joker took over. But Fed's mark, 17 slams so far, the most ever in men's tennis, is the biggest. He personally raised the bar of performance so high that he forced others to follow if they wanted to compete. Rafa and the Joker did. Others will. On the men's side, I've never seen a stronger top four than Fed, Rafa, the Joker, and Andy Murray. I doubt we'll see a stronger number one, number two, number three, and number four for a long time, maybe ever.
For the women, Serena is it, although Venus is pretty amazing too.
Serena and Venus are two of the best things that happened to women's tennis in the 21st century because they shook things up every which way. Nevertheless, Steffi Graf in her prime would challenge either of the Williams sisters because she was so physical and had those powerful groundies, including her legendary slice backhand, an executioner's shot. Very tough mentally, too, just like Venus and Serena. Old-time tennis fans like to say that the 1980s produced the greatest cast of characters and performers in tennis. McEnroe, Connors, Becker, Evert, Navratilova, Lendl, Borg, and others. But today's lineup is more exciting because of the big changes I mentioned and the athletes who are incorporating those changes into their game. The more things change for the pros, however, the more they seem to stay the same for club players. And these days, you could almost call me a club player. While Winning Ugly was being written, Steve Jamison kept reminding me that my focus was exclusively on what club players can learn from the pros when it came to the mental part of tennis. The basic truth hasn't changed. You can improve your tennis game fastest and the most if you improve the way you think, if you work as hard on your mind as you do on your strokes. However, the new cast of superstars dominating the tennis scene in the 21st century provide additional mental management ideas.